Scripture reading this morning comes from Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 through 14. That's Genesis chapter 28, that's verses 12 through 14. And I am reading from the New American Standard Version. It reads, "He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed."
A series of movies that I have enjoyed has always been the Indiana Jones movies, and I just like the way everything unfolds. And if you've ever seen the movies, you kind of know the storylines. And in one of the movies, I believe it was called The Temple of Doom, Harrison Ford, who was Indiana Jones, he had taken something that he wasn't supposed to take, even though that was his mission, but it wasn't his. And he ended up being in a chase. He's running through the jungle, and he's huffing and puffing as he gets to the jungle, and some of his foes, his pursuers, catch up to him. He fights them. He looks over and he's at this cliff and he sees this bridge. There was a problem, though, with this bridge. One that he couldn't tell from the distance, but when he got there, he saw exactly what kind of bridge it was. The wood was rotten. The rope was frayed and old. But he doesn't get on the bridge right away. He tested a little bit. This bridge is crossing a very deep chasm. A river running flow with swift water and crocodiles. But he has to decide to risk the bridge or die at the hands of his pursuers. He crosses the bridge. He gets to the point of no return, and there wasn't just him alone. He had another individual with him, and more pursuers got on the bridge, and the bridge failed. He almost falls from the bridge, and several of his pursuers did fall. Of course, he gets out of it, and everything works out well for him. But oftentimes we see this happening spiritually. Here we are as a people, and we have done some horrible things that we know that has not pleased God. And then we have on the other side a God who is holy, righteous, and wonderful. How do we get the two together? Often it seems like the only way that we can do this is over an old fraying rope bridge. And that you just know that someone on that bridge is going to fall. And so the journey that we take is one of peril. Some see that picture in their mind's eye and they panic, fearing that they would never, ever be good enough to cross the bridge or climb the ladder to God. Others just quit. They know they're going to fail anyway, so they may as well just enjoy this life if that's all that they're going to do is burn. But that brings us to Jacob. Jacob, I guess you could say, was just a little bit of a con man. If I were to ask you to name a fact about Jacob, most who know of him and the account of Jacob would say that he tricked his brother. We can read this in Genesis chapter 25 in verses 27 through 34. Of course, Jacob did have a little bit of help. And then comes the blessings. You see, Isaac, he's old and he's blind. He wants the venison because he likes it so well, so he sends Esau off to get it. And while he's out hunting, Jacob and his mother trick Isaac into thinking Jacob is Esau. And then Jacob receives the blessing that should have gone to Esau. But let's fast forward, if you will, to Genesis 27. In verses 41 through 44, the Bible reads, "Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, 'The days of mourning my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob.' But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and she called Jacob and her younger son and said to him, 'Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a while until your brother's fury turns away.'" Now, doesn't that sound like someone who did something that they shouldn't have done and that they're running from the natives? Over 3,000 years before Led Zeppelin, God has a stairway to heaven. Some of you out there that think that I knew Led Zeppelin. Okay. If you will, go to John chapter 1. We find an interesting account here in an interaction that Jesus has with his fledgling disciples in the selection process. And starting in verse 43, and we'll read through verse 51. The Bible says the next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. And he found Philip and he said, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and he said, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him. And he said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to them, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, you were under a fig tree. I saw you." Nathanael answered him, and he said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered him, he said, "Because I said I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened up, the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. That statement that Nathanael made did something that caused him to see Jesus in a whole new light. This was not, "I saw you sleeping under a tree." Something happened at that tree. And we don't know what it is, because it's not revealed, but it was something that Nathanael thought no one else saw. But Jesus said, "I saw you under that tree." And then Nathanael says, "You are the Son of God." But I want to focus on verse 51. Understand something. The stairway to heaven is not some rope bridge that will fall apart on it as you strive to get to God. It is not a vine bridge, or it's not a ladder that's old and rickety. I don't know how many of you have ever been on old and rickety ladders, but they're not fun. Stairway to heaven is Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus was that stairway to heaven that we read of in Genesis chapter 28. Angels ascending and descending. Like Jesus was the rock in the desert in the days of Moses, Jesus was the stairway to heaven in the days of Jacob. The only way between man and God is Jesus Christ. He's not often the picture that we see when we read that passage in the book of Genesis. Jesus has one foot in humanity and one foot in deity. He is the great stairway because He brings together both God and man. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5 that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. You know, the role of a mediator is to bring two parties together as one. And that is Jesus Christ. For without Jesus Christ, we can never have a part of God. Without Jesus Christ, we cannot become an heir. If you all have a will out there, who is listed in that will? Is it strangers? People you don't even know? No, more than likely it's ones that you know very well. You see, we're in God's will. We're in God's will because we have gone through Christ, our mediator. We went through the same things that Jesus did. He was baptized by John, whose baptism was that of repentance. But Jesus died on that cross and He was buried. We also who have obeyed the gospel has repented. We also, according to the gospel, we have confessed Christ as the Son of God, just in the same way that Peter did in Matthew chapter 16. And likewise, we crucified ourselves and we were buried. You know, what good is a stairway that leads to nowhere? What good is a bridge that does not connect to the other side? whether you see Jesus as a stairway or not, there is something that I believe that we can all agree with. The point of the stairway to heaven is communication. We cannot communicate with God except through Jesus Christ. I will contend that Jesus is the great communicator. That the message he brings from God to man is like the message God delivered to Jacob in Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. I am God. The earth will be blessed through the offspring. This is the part I like, the very last clause. I will not leave you. God chose Jacob over Esau. Was Jacob a liar and a cheat? Yes. But God chose him. We may not like it, but we can read Romans chapter 9 and see that God is God and that he can do as he desires. Point of the stairway was to bring the message to Jacob. And that message rings true this very day. Do you want Jesus Christ to be your mediator in the end? If you do, take the stairway. Through repentance and confession, and by being washed in the waters of baptism, you can start your journey to heaven today. You will not only be in great company, but you will also have Jesus as your mediator on that day of judgment. And won't it be great when God sits there and he looks at you and he looks at Jesus and Jesus turns to him and says to God, he is one of mine. He is one of mine. Don't be left out when this life is over, because many are going to hear the words from Jesus, I don't know them. They are not mine. Maybe you have abandoned God through disobedience. Maybe you have climbed down a few rungs. Maybe you've stepped off that stairway. You can get back on. It's not quite as hard, even though it is hard, not quite as hard as we think it might be. The hardest part of it all is to accept the blame, to swallow the pride, maybe endure a little bit of embarrassment. Maybe we need to do that and ask God to forgive us. You will find a relief that will come over you that you probably never felt before. And when you come to God and ask for forgiveness, and God in his righteous promises, promise to forgive and to forget, with that repentance and that forgiveness, then we must also forgive ourselves. and allow our lives to move forward. If today is the day you want to get on that stairway, we want to help you in that endeavor. Open up that communication between you and God through Jesus Christ. Let this be the day when your prayers will be heard because Christ is your intermediary. Allow the Holy Spirit to rest in you. And if you are in need of our prayers for whatever reason, whether it is to repent of some sin or you just need our prayers to help you deal with the situation in your life, we want to give you that opportunity this morning as together we stand and we sing.